Hi, everybody. This is Leah, or Hufflepuff Skeen, and I wanted to leave a response for the podcast question of the week and then sort of go back to the previous chapter because I didn't have time to leave a comment last week, and there's something I really, 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 really love in that chapter. So the question is about Ron and Hermione, and it's based in the idea that Dumbledore tells Harry, you know, you're being silly, you should tell your friends, and also the Kat's idea about Harry being an internalizer, which I really agree with, you know, at least young Harry, and the fact that Dumbledore's like, hey, externalize this, you know, get it out there and with the people that you trust. And so this, it comes in response to, or sort of a little bit after, Harry sort of makes a revelation, probably to himself and to Dumbledore as well. So the chapter Horace Slughorn, page 77, Dumbledore is saying, Sirius represented much to you that you had never known before, said Dumbledore gently. Naturally, the loss is devastating. But while I was at the Dursleys, interrupted Harry, his voice growing stronger, I realized I can't shut myself away or crack up. Sirius wouldn't have wanted that, would he? And anyway, life's too short. Look at Madame Bones. Look at Emmeline Vance. It could be me next. Couldn't it? But if it is, he said fiercely, now looking straight into Dumbledore's blue eyes, ... he's going to kill a lot of Death Eaters. So he's here, he's showing this grand theme in the books. Death is not a shadow, overarching thing that we all have to fear every moment of our lives. We grieve, and it really, really hurts, and it's terrible. Think of J.K. Rowling and her mom, right? The grief can be overwhelming at times, but eventually, and, you know, as you get older, it happens more quickly, the grief is subsides, and you remember that life is really good. And there, and, you know, for Harry, he's this transformation in this idea comes from his friendship from Ron and Hermione. That's why I'm relating this to the podcast question of the week. His friendship with Ron and Hermione is one of those things that helps him realize how wonderful life can be, and how much we cannot let death loom over us. And it's just such an important theme in the books. I think it's extremely important to J.K. Rowling as sort of a catharsis that she was going through in writing this book and having Harry lose someone so close to him in a very important part of his life, right? He loses his parents very young, but here he's losing a father figure at an extremely developmental and significant part of his life as a, you know, fully conscientious and growing individual. So here I just wanted to point out that really important passage, the parallels to JKR's life, and the fact that I think this comes, one of the reasons, at least, that this comes is his relationship with Ron and Hermione, his friendship, the fact that he doesn't feel alone, the fact that he knows that people are there that love him, and that he has these wonderful moments when he's at the Dursleys where, like Caleb was saying, he's in bed and he's got his friends next to him and he feels like life is good. And this comes in the contrast to the idea of just being sort of controlled by death and grief. And so I just wanted to point out those things in connection with the podcast question of the week. And sorry it's long, but I really try to keep it short. Okay, bye.